This is Shambhala Sun digital editor Rod Mead Sperry, and you're listening to Shambhala Sun Audio. You likely know of Edward S.P. Brown. He was the subject of the recent documentary film How to Cook Your Life, and the author of the Tassajara Bread Book and Tassajara Cooking, seminal books in the movement toward healthy cooking and eating. You may very well have at least one of these in your kitchen. His new book is The Complete Tassajara Cookbook, an updated collection of recipes and writings. Brown is also the author of a feature in our new Mindful Living issue titled Let Your Passion Cook. In this new Shambhala Sun audio clip, he discusses his love for cooking, a passion shared by our associate editor, Andrea Miller.
I understand that cooking appealed to you more than what you studied in college. Why was that?
It's interesting because people do have different bents or leanings, and that turned out to be one of mine, that I have sort of two sides, as far as I can tell, to my personality or nature. And one side is that I'm extremely practical and also independent. Lattes are $3 or something. What, am I going to buy a latte every day? I take a thermos of tea with me. It's $750 a year or something for lattes if you buy one a day, 5 days a week. And I can't afford it. So, and then my other nature, is to be kind of fascinated with the spiritual and the psychological, and somehow cooking, ended up actually meeting both of those. The cooking is very practical. And one of the things I found when I was just starting to cook was I didn't have a lot of social skills, but I could make food and I could have people over for dinner, and then I could have a good time while they all visited, and I just kept pouring the sake and serving the food. And it ended up being a way for me to be social without actually having to be social. And nowadays, there is something of appreciation for this, but, art is something that, well, it's not practical, This is just an expression of my consciousness or something or other. And something like cooking, like, I'd rather do art where you can eat it. Like, rather than, like, it just sits on the wall, no, let's do some art, and then we eat it, and it's gone. And it's interesting to me how little somehow encouragement we have for having aesthetic nature. If you can appreciate a dish, you appreciate yourself. And it's not about being better than or something. It's just like, what can you connect with? And then, here people are eating all these insipid tomatoes that aren't even tomatoes in the middle of winter. They're kind of hard and not ripe. But it's tomatoes, and they've shipped from someplace, and they have a shelf life of a month, but they're not tomatoes. And somehow aesthetically, people will just eat something that looks like a tomato, as though it was a tomato. And then, in a certain sense, you have to not be conscious of what you're doing in order to do that. You have to, just put it in your mouth, and, you don't want to actually taste that.
Mm-hmm. Turn yourself off.
Yeah, you have to turn yourself off, and then you go through the motions of doing something like eating, and then is it satisfying? Is it nourishing? Probably not much.
So you talk about how in our practice it's best to feel our way along in the dark. As someone who cooks at home, how can I feel my way along in the dark in the kitchen?
Well, another way to say that is to taste what you put in your mouth without any idea of how it should taste. And see how it does taste, and then, see what a little bit of salt does, again, without an idea of how it should be. So this way you're finding, in the dark, you're finding out, what does it taste like when you taste the ingredients as you go along, and you taste as you add something, you can taste as you add something. Find out how to do it. Try some different ways of doing it. See what works for you. See what doesn't work. See if you can find a better way of doing it. Talk to people. And it's sort of a fiction that, well, when I really know how to, I'm only going to do the things that I can do well. Well, pretty soon, what can you do?
Now, what about your teacher? Your teacher was Suzuki Roshi.
Yeah, Zen teacher, yeah.
Yeah. What was his attitude toward food?
His wife would want him to eat white rice and, eat some meat and things, and he'd be eating with the Zen students, brown rice and all kinds of things that for him were kind of odd and maybe, challenging for him, but he said, I will eat what you're eating, I'm not going to make myself special. So that's the sort of classic Buddhist idea, you know, in terms of formal practice. And the famous story about him is when, you know, one of the vegetarians went out with him on a town trip from Tassajara, and it was time for lunch. Suzuki said, well, let's eat, and the vegetarian student was looking for a place to eat, and finally Suzuki Reshi said, how about that diner?
Mm-hmm.
So they went in, and after carefully looking at the menu, the student ordered a grilled cheese sandwich, and Suzuki Reshi ordered a hamburger double meat. And then when the food came, they each, you know, took a bite out of their sandwiches, and then Suzuki Reshi said, well, you know, how's your sandwich? And the student said, oh, well, it's good, it's good. And Suzuki Reshi grabbed his plate and pushed his plate across the table and said, I don't like mine, let's switch.
And what did the Zen student do?
He ate the hamburger.
Oh, my God. Wow. I have one last question, and that is, what are you making for dinner tonight?
You know, I haven't quite decided. I could tell you about lunch.
Okay.
I have some dinosaur kale that I'm going to make into a salad.
Mm.
You know, which is in the cookbook, which is where you salt it. You cut it up thinly and you salt it and squeeze it and then make sweet and sour and maybe some ginger.
Mm.
And then I have some, you know, I take what's around. So right now I have some tangerines, Satsuma tangerines. And so I'll put in some of those and then I'll roast some kind of nut or seed here for that. And then I also have some Chinese cabbage. So one of these, I'll probably put in also some cheese and, you know, maybe some olives or something. So I also have some peanut butter around, so I often put, you know, gobs of peanut butter in with my salads.
Do you really?
Well,
that's,
yeah,
interesting.
You know, in place of the nuts.
Hmm.
Peanut butter. I like peanut butter.
Yes.
I've also started eating meat again more than I used to before. So, you know, probably for tonight I will use grass-fed beef. So, you know, bring it on if somebody wants to tell me I'm not really a Buddhist. I guess I'm not really a Buddhist, you know, from some people's point of views. And people have all kinds of ideas about that.
That was Edward S.B. Brown, author of The Complete Tassajara Cookbook and of Let Your Passion Cook in our March 2010 issue, in discussion with Shambhala Sun Associate Editor Andrea Miller. You'll find Let Your Passion Cook on page 38 of the magazine. This is Rod Mead Sperry. Thanks for listening to Shambhala Sun Audio.